In years past, right around this time, of course, Armed Forces Day coming up on Saturday, and a great chance to get caught up on what the American Legion has going on with that organization. I believe joining me on the telephone this morning right now is the National Commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt. Charles, are you there, sir?
Yes, we are, Ron. I can barely hear you, but go ahead.
Okay, we'll try this a little bit louder here. Hopefully you can pick me up there with you. Charles, where are you calling me from today? Where are you located out of?
Well, this morning I'm in Washington State in UEFA.
You from there originally, or where are you originally from?
Well, I'm originally from my home is in Oregon State, so we just happen to be in the Northwest region this morning.
Okay, and maybe a little bit about your background and how you became the commander of the American Legion.
Yes, I was elected the National Commander of the American Legion during our national convention last year in Cincinnati, Ohio. And, of course, that election is for a one-year term. And we've been traveling around. We've been to 45 American Legion departments, which are states and countries. And also we visited last night, I think, our 206th American Legion post. So we're having a great year and just visiting our members, getting in their communities and participating in their programs. And it's a great ride and a lot of wonderful people still serving veterans and still serving America in the American Legion and the American Legion family.
Right here in central Minnesota also, we have a number of American Legions that are just a major part of what we do here with our veterans organizations. We have a National Guard base, of course, Camp Ripley, just miles from where our radio station is located. So definitely know the importance of the military and organizations like what the American Legion are doing here in Minnesota and, of course, nationwide. And actually, for that matter, worldwide, because it sounds like you're on tap to be taking a trip to Europe.
Well, yes, Ron, and of course the National Commander, they travel year-round pretty much during their term. We've been to the Western Pacific and started out in Vietnam to discuss and learn more about the MIA issue and worked our way across to the Philippines and Okinawa, Korea, Guam. And now later this month we're going to head to Europe to visit the Department of France, which encompasses Germany, Belgium, Italy, Ireland, England, and, of course, France. And, of course, France is where the American Legion was born. But while we're out over there, Ron, we're going to visit with the American military community and their families to learn more of how we can help them, not only now, but when they come home or after they leave the service. And, of course, we're going to be in Normandy on D-Day, June 6th, to participate in commemorating the service and the sacrifices of so many on those beaches and, of course, visit that beautiful cemetery over there where our heroes rest on the shores of where that action began.
Absolutely, and, of course, 1917, so we're on the also 100th anniversary, of course, of the United States entering World War One, and I know that we have diminished away many of, unfortunately, the heroes of that, known as the Great War, back in 1917.
Right. We had an opportunity on April 6th, Ron, to be in Kansas City, Missouri, to participate on behalf of 2.2 million American Legion members. The entrance of America into that war, and it was interesting to me that the Doughboys went over there. Of course, the Americans were a late entry into that war, but there were seven ambassadors from countries of Europe that came to express their appreciation, and probably the one that was more profoundly appreciative was the ambassador of France that come to their rescue during that time. And, of course, the Doughboys, not only did they help save Europe from tyranny, but I think they could have probably helped save our country from collapse should that war went the other way. And then the Doughboys came home because they were concerned about their buddies of who's going to take care of them from that brutal war, they formed the American Legion. And in just 8 short months, Ron, they formed over 700,000 members and over 5,000 American Legion posts. And of course, today we have 2.2 million American Legion members and over 13,000 posts. So we've grown and we're still relevant, and we're still supporting veterans and their families and still serving America.
Getting a chance this morning on KLTF to talk to American Legion National Commander Charles E. Schmidt, Vietnam War veteran, and of course from his time in his service, and then in 2016, last year, of course, he was named commander at their national convention in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he has continued with the works that he's done. And, sir, if there is a chance now here for you to give a message out to our listeners here all across America, all across the world, we stream worldwide at fallsradio.com, what message would you give to our American people here from the American Legion?
Well, as our message has always been, is I think in the words of Abraham Lincoln, Ron, is we need to care for those who have borne a battle and their families. And we in the American Legion, we remind those on Capitol Hill who were elected to represent a grateful nation to not let them forget that a grateful nation needs to extend and continue to extend their gratitude for the men and women that have served and defended this country, not only in one conflict, but in all conflicts, and unfortunately, possible future conflicts.
If anyone wants to learn more about your messages, more about what's going on for veteran care, more about what's happening with the American Legion, how do they get in contact with finding out more information on all those topics?
Well, Ron, it's pretty easy. We got a wonderful web page. It's www.legion.org. You can go in and find out a wealth of information about our American Legion programs, our youth programs, our legislative priorities. You can even sign up online. And if you'd like to find an American Legion post in your area, the drop-down menu lists departments, and you can go in and, for instance, if you're looking for a post in Minnesota, you can find one. And also we're on Facebook and also Twitter. So we're out there, and we welcome anybody who would like to come and not only visit us on the web, but also visit us in our post.
Charles Schmidt, thank you so much, National Commander, for what you're doing, continued success and all that items, and all the trips and everything you've had a chance to do nationwide. I should ask, have you been to Minnesota yet since becoming National Commander?
Well, I was there in February. I must say it was a very wintry visit, but we had a great time. You know, it was cold outside, but there's a lot of warm hearts inside.
Charles, thank you so much for your time and insight this morning. Appreciate it, and continued success as you continue as the commander into later this year at the American Legion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ron. It's been a pleasure.